Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're on Team Human. This is a preview of this week's bonus content, a conversation I had with Ken Goffman, also known as Are You Serious, the founding editor of High Frontiers, Reality Hackers, and Mondo 2000 magazine. And this was in 1993 when I was doing research for my book Media Virus. You can hear the whole thing by becoming a member of Team Human. Just go to teamhuman.fm and click on support. Here's your sneak peek.
You start with, say, High Frontiers, whichever. And you decide, okay, I want this to be a meme conduit, a birthplace for all sorts of new, great memes. What criteria did you use to decide if a meme was worthy of print or not?
It's entirely intuitive, actually. Certainly, back in High Frontiers, the tendency was to want stuff to be relatively upbeat at that point in time. This was came on the heels. Literally, the idea of coming out to California to create a new meme is something that I got on a trip in 1980. It's going to be the neo-psychedelic wave. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I'm going to push this idea that there's a new wave that associates with the speed of media and new technology and psychedelic consciousness and anti-authoritarianism. I wrote myself a list of the memes that were going to be projected and started doing it with High Frontiers in with High Frontiers, we had a strong inclination to make things upbeat. I would go out of my way to reject stuff that was technophobic or exceedingly paranoid. Mm-hmm. With Mondo, Mondo's become more of a reflection of the pop culture, mass culture, punk, all those influences, and I think it balances very dark visions with the more hopeful stuff. And I think that's good because it's really effective, and I think it's really very realistic. And I think that the near future is more like a neuromancer than the Timothy Leary, Robert Anton Wilson, utopian fantasy. And so I think it's important to reflect it. Honestly, it represents a change in my own point of view about how things are happening, and how things do happen. And I think, I think for Tim himself and in general, I think that, Gibson's work and Sterling and so forth, kind of hit us like a slap across the head. It's just like, whoa, yeah, that's kind of what it's going to be like. And you can look at street culture and, look at human behavior and all these things and see that there's going to be these kind of CDS things, it's going to happen down at the bar, and there's going to be prostitutes and people dealing genetics and weird forms of stimulants that, people get hooked on, and, all that shit is going to happen in ways that are, unpleasant for a lot of individuals on the level of trying to live.
Well, Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a much more integrated vision. It's almost like the Leary or Anton Wilson vision as the some evil Illuminati. You know, they have a conspiracy on the one hand and utopia on the other.
Yeah.
And what Gibson does is sort of by bringing them together paints a real picture of reality. I don't think there is an isolated conspiracy anywhere.
No.
You know, and there won't be an isolated utopia either. So in a way, it's a healthy way to see it. You know, are memes a new thing? Media viruses and memes, or are these really the same thing that the gypsies would spread in their gossip in 17th century Spain?
It's just escalated. You know, it's just the quantity of memes, right? You know, given media, given how many more human beings are connected one to the other and how much more access to other information and ideas they have to filter through their own brains and come and draw new conclusions as compared to, you know, people who lived in tribes and farms and, you know, only dealt with, you know, the Bible and a few books and, you know, maybe went to see a play once or something like that, and wow, hey, I've got a new idea. And slowly it moved out to, you know, a few hundred people in their neighborhood, and wow, what an idea. It's just an idea, basically. It's a nice, fancy way of saying idea.
It is,
idea viruses. Yeah.
It is, but ideas, it seems to me, memes are ideas, sometimes with a purpose, and when they become media viruses, it's because they've found a protein shell of some sort.
Something to attach it to, they explode.
Mm-hmm.
That explosion is a function of technology. And it's really the same as, you know, the idea, the weird idea that Farmer Joe got back in, you know, 1800, you know, some weird twist on the Bible. Where he said, no, you know, I think the way I read it, you know, is everybody should have, you know, three wives and grow corn, you know, and, you know, 10 people would agree with it. And, you know, this would be the logical extension of that would be, you know, everybody should take smart drugs and aphrodisiacs and get smarter and sexier.
Uh-huh.
You know, basically a few people getting inspired. It becomes a meme because technology acts as a carrier, basically. So I think it's a concept. Memes are linked to the idea of technology. Makes us more of a one giant anthill in a way. Bang, something goes out.
Right.
It's everywhere at once.
Yeah, I mean, the book is just, I mean, not that this is new, but basically saying that the data sphere itself is the hardwiring of the Gaian mind.
Yeah.
And now an idea pops up somewhere and it can iterate throughout the system in seconds.
Yeah. Of course, people take it in at different levels and there's still language differences and so many experiential differences and so forth that, you know, and it's like people carry the meme without knowing it. You know, it's like they're down in some tribe in Africa, somebody is wearing a Megadeth t-shirt.
Yeah. I'm sure.
They are. And, you know.
That was your sneak peek of my 1993 conversation with Are You Serious? If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as other conversations from the vault with friends like Harvey Picard, Joanna Harcourt-Smith, Timothy Leary, you can join Team Human by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. In addition to full access to all this bonus content, you'll be invited to live events, our Discord channel, and our Team Human audio salons, like the one coming up next week with Sarah Pessin. See you soon.